A 17-year-old Wexford girl has been out of school for more than a year because the school she should be attending can't provide a nursing service that she needs. The school and the family of Keila Connolly say the HSE has approved in principle the provision of the service, and they're at a loss to understand why it hasn't materialised. They say time at school for Keila, who is disabled, is running out. Our education correspondent Emma O'Kelly has more. Emma, you met Keila and her parents earlier this week. Can you tell us about her?
Yes, Rachel. Keila is 17 years of age. She has an intellectual disability. She also has a range of physical disabilities. And all of this means that she's not able to live life independently. And she does have a lot of challenges, among them scoliosis. So in early 2023, Keila underwent very complex surgery related to her scoliosis. She spent many months in hospital recovering after that. But in January of last year, in 2024, Keila was ready to resume her life, and by that I mean to get back to school and back to her own peer group. The only problem is that to do so, she needs access to a nurse who is specially trained in an intervention called deep suction. And what this is basically removing a small bit of mucus from Keila's lungs. This is a procedure that she rarely needs, but sometimes she does need it, and when she needs it, she really does need it. So the school applied for this specially trained nurse. The HSE sanctioned it, in principle at least, and that was last July. But since then, the school and Keila's parents say just nothing has happened. The nurse has not materialised, and in all this time now, Keila has been stuck at home with only her parents for company. I spoke to Keila's mum, Sheila, who told me that they are at this stage losing hope, and you'll hear now some of what Sheila told me. Keila's mum told me.
She misses her friends. She loves getting on the bus with Fran of a morning. He puts her music on and she has her friends on the bus. I know she doesn't communicate great, but people who know her know the way she is. Like, she'll clap her hands, and as soon as she knows Fran is here on the bus to come and take her, it's like she looks at me as if to say, "You can go now. This is my time," type of thing. And she doesn't get that. I mean, we were offered that she could go in one day a week for a couple of hours, and we did try it, but she gets too upset because I'm there. She doesn't want me there. And then the next day she's like, "This is not my routine. Like, I'm not going back to school."
Emma, you also visited Keila School, St Patrick's Special School in Enniscorthy.
Yes, I visited Keila's school and I met the friends that she misses so badly. Among them, a young boy, Jay, who she used to go on the bus with, and they used to hold hands. Her mum says she misses people like Jay an awful lot. In St. Patrick's Special School, I also spoke to Principal Lee Rogers, who told me that time is running out for Keila. Keila will turn 18 shortly, and that means that her school days will come to an end in June of 2026.
There's a lot of excuses, a lot of roadblocks, but what gets me is that we have a nurse sanctioned. There are people in the state that can provide that nurse, and that will enable Keila to come to school. It's not big money, but Keila's missing out. She's been out of school for the best part of 2 years now. She's due to leave in July 2026, so just over a year left, and it's a shame that, like, her best friends, like Jay over there, they don't get to spend time together and bond and grow as any other child would in school.
And that was Lee Rogers, who's the principal of St. Patrick's Special School in Enniscorthy. He was talking to our education correspondent, Emma O'Kelly.